All right, folks, buckle up because today we're diving into something super important. Practicing self-compassion during those times when life feels like a runaway roller coaster. You know, those moments when everything seems to be going wrong and your inner critic is on overdrive. Yeah, we've all been there. Let me tell you, being kind to ourselves, especially when things get rough, isn't just some fluffy, feel-good idea. It's a superpower. A real game changer for navigating the ups and downs of life with more grace, resilience, and honestly, sanity. So, grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and get ready to level up your self-care game with these 5-pound moves. Number 1, recognize that struggles are part of the human experience. Seriously, it's not like we have some secret guidebook on how to flawlessly conquer life's challenges. Everyone stumbles, everyone makes mistakes, everyone faces moments of doubt and pain. It's completely normal. Imagine a world where nobody ever had a bad day, wouldn't that be boring? We learn and grow through those tough times. So next time you feel like you're failing or falling behind, remember you're not alone in this journey. Number 2, stop beating yourself up. This one is crucial, guys. Ever notice how we tend to be way harsher on ourselves than we are on others? We wouldn't say those hurtful things to our friends, so why do we say them to ourselves? Think about it, would you berate a friend who's going through a tough time? Of course not. You'd offer support, encouragement, and maybe even a shoulder to cry on. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. Number 3, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a meditation guru overnight. It simply means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings in the present moment without judgment. When those negative self-talk spirals start, acknowledge them, oh, there's that voice again, but don't let them take over. Just gently redirect your focus back to something positive or grounding in the here and now. Number 4, cultivate gratitude. This one might seem a little counterintuitive when things are tough, but hear me out. Focusing on what you're grateful for, even the smallest things, can actually shift your perspective and make a big difference. It's like a mental reset button. You know that feeling of genuine joy when something good happens? Try to cultivate that feeling more often, even amidst challenges. And finally, number 5, remember that you are worthy of love and compassion. This is non-negotiable. You are valuable, you are loved, and you deserve to be treated with kindness, starting with yourself. So go ahead, give yourself a break. Offer yourself some words of encouragement, and know that you're doing the best you can. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist, struggling with self-doubt after her latest project didn't get the recognition she hoped for. Her inner critic was on overdrive, whispering things like you're not good enough and what's wrong with you. But then, Sarah remembered to practice self-compassion. She acknowledged her feelings of disappointment without judgment, reminding herself that setbacks are part of the creative journey. She practiced gratitude for the skills she possessed and the opportunities she had already been given. She visualized herself succeeding in future endeavors, fueling her motivation with positive affirmations. Instead of giving in to self-criticism, Sarah channeled her energy into learning from the experience and developing her craft even further. The result? Sarah bounced back stronger than ever, realizing that true success wasn't just about external validation, but also about embracing challenges and cultivating inner resilience through self-compassion. See, it's not about pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows, it's about acknowledging the tough stuff while treating yourself with kindness and understanding. Remember, you are capable of handling anything life throws your way, one compassionate step at a time. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing self-compassion today. Give yourself permission to be human, to make mistakes, to learn, and to grow. You got this. And remember, if this resonated with you, share it with someone who might need a little dose of kindness. Leave us a review, it really helps others find the podcast and join the conversation on social media. We're in this together, folks. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.